You're listening to the Sportsman's Nation Podcast Network, brought to you by Interstate Batteries. Interstate Batteries has been a proud supporter of the Sportsman's Nation since day one. So if you're looking for any type of batteries, whether it's for your truck, your car, your trail cameras, your rangefinder, stop into a local Interstate Batteries retail location. There are thousands upon thousands of them all over the United States. Talk with a battery specialist and get the batteries that you need to go on with your life. Interstate Batteries, outrageously dependable. What's up, everybody? Welcome back to the Hunting Gear Podcast. I'm your host, Dan Johnson, and today is a unique episode because I don't know about you, but I'm kind of a cheap ass, right? I want the best possible equipment for hunting, but I don't want to pay full price for it. I kind of wait till the new release comes out and then I get it, or I try to find a product that is similar to what I'm looking for, but not necessarily marketed to the hunting community, if that makes sense. And one example I'll use is recently I was looking for a big heavy outer layer sweater, a wool sweater, and certain hunting brands had their versions of it, but I decided to go to LL Bean and get that product, right? And it's absolutely awesome. So today on the podcast, I have Cameron Stover, and Cameron owns the company Hunting Gear Deals, and it's a website that he goes out and he looks for all the discount codes and all the sales for hunting gear and equipment. He posts them on his website and he sends emails to everybody who's a member. And that's what this podcast is today. He breaks down what Hunting Gear Deals is, how you can save. We talk product specific. We talk about name brands versus off brands and a whole bunch of other cool stuff, with the hopes of trying to save you guys a little money, because I don't know. Money, right? It's money. We don't like to spend it sometimes. I mean, or we like to spend it too much when we should probably just hold on to that money a little bit and get a better deal down the road. So that's what Cameron talks about today. I'm going to quit talking and let's get right into it. In 3, 2, 1. All right. On the phone with me today, Mr. Cameron Stover. Cameron, what's up, man?
Hey, Dan. How are you?
I'm doing good, man. Doing good. How has your season been so far?
Hey, I've had a great season so far. My season started in Wisconsin. I got to hunt some public ground. Moved over to West Virginia's urban season and whacked a couple does. Things kind of heated up during a cold front in October, and I tagged a 4.5-year-old buck in southern West Virginia, and I'm actually preparing for a hog hunt in southern West Virginia this weekend, followed by an out-of-state hunt in Missouri and Illinois next week. So I've got a lot on my schedule, but I'm looking forward to it.
That's crazy, man. You're all over the place.
Yeah, I've been saving these vacation days all year, so I'm ready to take full advantage of it.
I feel you, man. I'm getting ready to hit the grind myself. You know, I got like tonight I probably should have went out, but instead I got some honeydew stuff done for the wife, and I did some, you know, followed up on some work. And typically I can't get out and do any hunting until Halloween is over, because my kids are still in Halloween age, which means that, you know, we got to go do trick or treating and we have a little get together at our house and all that stuff. But the second that's over, November 1st hits, and I start to get real serious about how my time is spent for the next 2 or 3 weeks, and in hopes of, you know, what we all dream of, and that's knocking down something big, right?
Absolutely.
So, yes, sir. All right, so this is a company that I'm really interested in, and the reason I say that is because, just like everybody out there, right, we budget our money and we save our money all year long in order to buy any hunting gear and equipment that we need for the upcoming season. And Cameron here is the owner of the company called Hunting Gear Deals. And I'm a huge fan of saving money, and I'm a huge fan of getting the products that I want. So Cameron, first off, why don't you tell us what is Hunting Gear Deals?
Hunting Gear Deals is a website dedicated to helping the consumer save money and letting their budget go a little bit further each fall. I mean, it's no secret that hunting gear is expensive. It's like you've said a million times, it's a selfish sport. And if we can save a little bit of money today, we can invest that money a little bit later in the season when we, maybe it's an extra hunt, maybe it's something special that you can do, or you can invest it into your family at that kind of time away. So what I do with Hunting Gear Deals is pretty simple. I'll go through the entire lot of online retailers and looking for the best prices on specific hunting gear. One of the most popular products is the Tacticam Reveal. It's hard to even find, let alone find a good deal on it. So I'll go in and look for the best online retailer price and post a direct link to that. Saves the consumer time and effort and hopefully a couple dollars in the process.
So long story short, what you're doing is you're going into the internet and you're looking at all the different places where a guy can buy hunting gear and equipment, and you're documenting the best possible prices.
Absolutely.
Okay. So how does that work then? How do you know that, number one, you have found the best possible price? And two, how do you get like the word out for a guy like me who's scrubbing the internet also looking for the best possible price on a trail camera or a bow or camo or whatever? How does that transfer of information work?
Well, a little bit of it is just legwork. I mean, taking the time and looking for some large online retailers, there's a little bit of software out there that you can utilize to help research products. And then some of it's just a lot of Google work. When I post a deal up, I want to make sure that I'm finding the best deal or taking advantage of a coupon code. And sometimes I'm lucky enough to get some exclusive discount codes specifically just for Hunting Gear Deal users. So that's always special. And I try to let somebody know, hey, this is a great time to save money on some big products that usually don't go on sale.
Okay.
As far as letting the consumer know, we have a daily email blast that goes out 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And it basically, the last 24 hours, it'll show all the deals that I've posted, and it'll send them directly to your email. So I try to keep that up to date each and every day, and it'll shoot you an email directly to it if you sign up.
Yeah, okay. So all they have to do is sign up to whatever your email blast is, and you'll send out the new latest deals every single day.
Yep. Okay. And then I'll cut back during the slow seasons, I'll cut back probably 3 times a week just because, so you don't spam everybody. But this time of year, products fluctuate in price and availability, and now is when hunters want to spend money. So you're getting an email 7 days a week, and the bread and butter is not the email subscription list. I mean, if you go into the website and actually use the search bar and actually look to see what all available options are there, there's a lot of opportunities there for hunters to save money.
Okay. So let me ask you this. Now, in the past, and I'm not talking about hunting gear deals specifically, I'm talking about me looking for products via Google or Amazon or whatever, and my search results would always pop up junk, like, you know, not necessarily name brand hunting products, but the stuff that may be made in China with a non hunting brand attached to it. So it may be similar, but it's not necessarily the quality. What kind of brands and what kind of products are you finding that have these good deals associated with them?
I mean, I help promote products from Kuyu, Sitka, Mystery Ranch, I mean, Vortex, the big name brands that you're familiar with, as well as some smaller companies that I met by working with the ATA show. Like, one of my most unique products that I really enjoy and I always point people towards is a scrape stick. It's something any deer hunter could utilize in any scenario in order to help make mock scrapes. So that's one of the things that I like to do is help some smaller companies kind of get the name out. And if, hey, if we can save a couple of dollars, hey, here's, it's going on sale tomorrow, whatever the case may be, and point people in that direction, that's great. It helps the manufacturer as well as the consumer save a couple of dollars on a product that they may not know. As far as the big name brands, there's nothing excluded. I'm not associated with any particular brand. I've got 140 partners and growing each and every day. Heck, in the last couple of weeks, I've added probably 10 different partners to hunting gear deals so we can keep working and growing our opportunities.
Gotcha. So with that said then, what about companies like Exodus? Or you already mentioned Kuyu, but these brands that are direct to consumer. So that means that they're not getting purchased and sold in these little online mom and pop shops or in any box store out there. It's all direct to consumer. How are you finding the best possible deals for direct to consumer brands?
For direct-to-consumer brands, I have to develop a relationship with that company. I mean, you're familiar with Exodus. Chad's a great guy. I talk to Chad every now and then. They're not a partner yet for Exodus or for Hunting Gear Deals, but I hope to add them. But as far as Kuyu has been a great partner for Hunting Gear Deals. And every time they have a sale, and which they've got some coming up in November, of course, with Black Friday rolling around, they're going to have some great deals. But anytime they've got a discount coming out, I'm definitely going to push the consumer towards that. And you'll see a banner and stuff like that specifically for a direct-to-consumer company like Kuyu on the website that's going to help direct people there during those sale periods.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. So what are some of the most popular searched or some of the most popular products that you sell via Hunting Gear Deals?
Well, I don't actually sell any product. All I do is do the legwork and research for the consumer. So nothing that's bought comes from me. All I do is provide that link. I'm kind of the middleman that does the legwork for the consumer and helps them save time and hopefully a couple dollars when they make their purchase. As far as some of the most popular things that I can track through analytics, right now I mentioned that Tacticam Reveal. That camera is selling like crazy. If I was selling them, I think I would be retiring pretty soon. It seems like I actually talked with a buddy of mine that has his own business and he sells cameras on the side, and we're not affiliated with each other, but he sold 1,008 of those cameras in 44 minutes on Tuesday.
Jeez, that's
yeah.
A lot.
So I mean, it's a crazy amount of product to have to ship out for one man. So I'm not doing any of that shipping because I'm helping promote Kuyu and Sitka and all these other brands, and like that Tacticam Reveal, I'm still pushing people towards where they can find it in stock at that time.
Gotcha. So you don't sell anything. All you're doing is gathering the information in one consolidated place for guys who are looking for hunting and gear and equipment to check.
Yep. Okay. I just want to be a one-stop shop before you go shopping for not only yourself or maybe your spouse. I mean, a lot of people have a hard time finding product or get, like Christmas is coming up, a Christmas gift for a deer hunter or something like that because they're not familiar with the products that we use and the dedication that we are to the gear that we use. So if I connect the person buying you a Christmas present to what you actually want, that's going to help everybody in the long run. So that's one of the things I want to do is kind of reach out into other genres of people. And hey, if I can hit that SEO value, and that's a whole different talk for another game, but
yeah,
and tap into that market as well.
Okay. So I want to run I want you to give us some examples here of maybe times of year that hunters can get the best value. You know, like I think right when new products come out, everybody wants them right away. Right. And then they'll probably pay top price for them at that point. Is there a time of year where hunting gear and equipment is much cheaper or way more affordable, or times where more discount codes come up?
Absolutely. As far as the best deals to buy something that's going to be discontinued or changed throughout the year, is post-season deals. Usually it's after hunting season, after you hang your bow up. That's going to be the best time that you can buy product gear for next year. So I really like to try to push people towards investing, taking those gift cards that you get for Christmas, hold on to them. Don't do those impulse buys just to spend them. Hold on to those gift cards and a little bit of money that you may have received or saved up for a bonus at work, and take that and hold on to it just for a month. Once you get through that extra splurge of gift card season, all these products start going on sale in January and February. And especially when the ATA show, which unfortunately has been canceled for us this year, but that ATA show, they start debuting these new products and they discontinue their old stuff, people are starting to clearance the price out. So that's where I'll start selling, or I'll start pushing products from the clearance and bargain bins of online retailers like a Walmart or something large like Amazon products. A lot of the FBA guys are fulfillment by Amazon. Their kind of timelines weren't running out, and they're wanting to drop those prices and move on to the next popular products in other areas so they can make room for it. So that's one of the best places to do it. Black Friday is coming up. Black Friday is one of the best times of the year for consumers to spend money. And with COVID going on and all this global pandemic, most shoppers are going to be staying home. And the online retailers realize this. So they're expecting, I think last year there was $7 billion spent between Black Friday and Cyber Monday. They're expecting $10 to $13 million to be spent this year just because of everybody staying home. And online retailers are going to recognize that, and they're going to want to try to drive traffic. So I expect a little bit better deals on products online compared to only having one or two products in the store just to get you there.
Okay. So with all that said, then, is there a product that you know has the biggest drop-off between when it's first released to after the hunting season is over, that it could be like a 50, 60, 70% discount?
Sometimes a lot of broadheads. Broadheads kind of fluctuate like with the wind, it feels like. Some companies out there that are making really good products that are, they stand behind them for years to come. I mean, one of the things like Magnus Stinger broadheads and Wasp, some of these broadheads they've had on the market, it's been the same design because they've proven effectiveness. And then you've got other companies out there that have to create the next buzz and bring a new product to market. And you start seeing these products drop in price dramatically after season, and especially at the start or right before the start of peak buying season throughout the year. That's one of the more popular things as far as like a clothing gear. You got direct to consumer companies like Exodus and Kuyu, and they may have a product on the shelf or that they're selling for several years. So you're not going to see those products drop in price dramatically because they don't want to get rid of them. They want to entice consumers to spend their money, of course, and they want to promote deals during deal season, like Black Friday, for instance. But you're not going to see those products fluctuate too much in price except for special buying seasons.
Gotcha. All right. So I don't know if you have this kind of analytics, but what are products that most people are looking for to save money on?
Sitka gear. I mean, that's one of the top things that I will rank for. Kuyu has always been a very popular product. A lot of the mobile hunting gear, that has been very trendy this year in saddles. People are trying to save money. And the problem with really trendy products, it's hard to find a competitive price on it because everybody's willing to pay the higher price for that product. Everybody wants to get a good deal. But if you're buying the latest and greatest every day, you're not really getting a good deal on it
right
very often.
Right. What about products like that are more customizable to an individual, like arrows, right? Everybody shoots a different length arrow and all these things. Are products like arrows and boots and are people able to find discounts on them, or is that more of a product where you need to go into a box store to get it?
I would always direct somebody going into a pro shop for arrows and making sure that you're getting the right spine, length, cut, everything set up on an arrow specifically for your bow. Go into your local pro shops. I'm not trying to take anything away from a pro shop, but start selling. I am trying to help the consumer save a little money, but that kind of work should be done by somebody that you can trust. There's a lot of educated people out there and listeners that are capable of doing that work at home, but I really don't want to take away from my buddies that are running their own shops, and that's where they make a living. And plus, it's kind of hard to find deals because a lot of times online retailers, they only have a set amount they sell or purchase for the year. And when that box runs out throughout the season, they don't really replenish it. One of the other things, I think I lost my train of thought, Dan.
So let's...
I got hung up.
That's all right. So what about... So clothing is a big hit. Sitka, everybody's looking for a Sitka gear, but no one wants to pay full Sitka gear price. So everybody's looking for the, the discount there. Are there any brands out there that really have surprised you as far as, they're launching a deal and then someone gets it and says, hey man, this is awesome equipment. And it's similar to some of the more popular brands.
Sometimes your footwear, I mean, we get caught up in some really high end footwear, from the Western hunters. They seem to be marketed and they understand a high quality boot, and we're familiar with brands like Kennetrick and Crispy. And I really want to get my feet in a pair of them, but I don't know if I really want to spend the extra money. And when I do go on sale, I just feel like I can't jump on it, 'cause I want to get my foot in it and get them customized to fit me rather than just buying them off the shelf. Don't get me wrong. We sell a lot of boots, a lot of great deals on Crispy boots and help with that. But when it comes to footwear, there's a lot of great boots out there that are capable of performing the task of a hunter. They're just not marketed towards hunters. And when I do have some affiliate partners that sell hiking-specific boots, if you're a mobile hunter, you don't have to have camouflage boots on. You have to have a comfortable boot that's waterproof, flexible, and able to withstand the terrain and features that you're going to subject that boot to. So don't pay the extra money for the special camo print because it matches your rest of your hunting clothes. Get a boot that actually performs in the field. And trying to educate the consumer on that is not easy. I mean, we all get caught up in marketing schemes. I do it all the time. I want to have the latest and greatest and fix whatever problem with target panic or whatever the case may be. But finding a product like that that'll do the job and save you maybe $50 to $100 allows you to invest that into a higher quality product, maybe for your bow or arrow, or put it towards your next hunt.
Gotcha. All right. What's the most popular searched product on the Hunting Gear Deals website?
Right now, I can tell you without a doubt, it's Tacticam Reveal.
Okay.
That one post alone has absolutely been blowing up this week. But as far as the other products, it's going to be name brands like Sitka and Kuyu. I mean, we all want quality gear at a great price, and there's some good deals to be had on Sitka gear if you know where to find it. And I try to publish a lot of product or a lot of posts and stuff like that dedicated towards Sitka gear because I know A, it's going to be a good investment for the consumer, and B, I know a lot of people are ready to spend money when they can find that slight discount that makes them jump on the edge.
Gotcha.
I know I've got a bunch of it, and I wished I would have realized the opportunities out there before I paid full price for it years ago.
Right.
But
right.
I've still got it.
Yeah. Makes sense. All right. So what else do we need to know about hunting gear deals?
Well, we've talked about the deal side of it, and deals have an expiration. Unfortunately, you may search through the website and that deal is expired, and that it happens. I mean, deals only last for a few days, or when that product runs out or the quantity hits a certain threshold and they bring the price back up. For instance, Amazon. Amazon sells nearly anything, but their prices fluctuate like the wind. So just because there's a deal posted on the website doesn't mean it's still there. Check to see if it says expired. If it says expired at the bottom of it, chances are you're not going to be able to find that deal. Still leave that content up so we can refresh it, and it helps the back end of the whole business side of it, and it drives traffic, but I don't want to mislead anybody. Deals do have an expiration date. One thing to help grow the website, we've got into gear reviews, and I do say we because I just purchased the website. I had been working for Mike Higman for 2 years, and I finally talked him into selling me the website and twisted his arm enough to where he let go of it, so... I say we by habit. Right now, it's just me running the show, and it's been a new fun venture, but I will mix that up a little bit. But the gear review side of it, taking new products and develop a relationship with the manufacturer and the retailer. Some of these retailers, like Sportsman's Guide, they want to supply products. That way it promotes their website. So I'll get a free item and in return for a gear review and then some placement. But the problem is I can't do all the gear reviews on all the, for 140 different affiliate companies we work with. So I need people that are qualified to do gear reviews for the website. And there's actually an opportunity for people, any of your listeners, if you think you're qualified to write a gear review, hey, I've got a job for you.
Let me ask you a tough question, because gear reviews can be misleading. Any type of product reviews can be misleading, because sometimes, like what you just said, if you're trying to turn that review into a sale, you have to talk about the product in a positive light. And like you said, 140 different affiliates out there, you may not have time to properly use or give an honest review other than, you know, the specs of the actual product. So how do you give a fair review on a product without necessarily using it?
I'll go out the whoever's going to do that gear review, they'll actually write that review. They'll give positives and negatives, and I'm not looking for somebody like a pro staff member to promote a product that they're getting a discount on. I want an honest, full of integrity, because I don't want to mess up the integrity and the way the customers feel about our website, and I want honest feedback. And sometimes it takes a while to provide that feedback. And not here to sell that product. I'm here to help you make a decision whether you want to buy that product or not. Yeah, I'll put an affiliate link in there, so I'll make a commission on it when it sells, if it sells. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't educate the consumer and help you make a decision, then it doesn't help. And I'll be straight honest with a supplier when they send a product. Hey, if it doesn't meet the standards, we'll talk about it. We may not put that negative gear review up to ruin that relationship, and that's, I'll just throw that out there. I'll be honest. There's been products that like come in and like, hey, this is rusty. It's not going to cut the mustard. We give that honest feedback to that retailer or manufacturer. But when it comes to a product that we put to the test, there's always going to be some negative feedback with that, because nothing's perfect. There's always ways to improve. And if you're not looking to get a little bit better, there's a difference in a $50 trail camera and a $500 trail camera that you can't have. The grass is not always going to be greener on the other side and pretty in rainbows. We've got to talk about, okay, that didn't pass the test and the battery life sucked, but it takes great pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause I think a lot of times, and I've been on other websites similar to yours, and I've been on Amazon, where every quote unquote product review is this positive shining light on whatever product it is, and then come towards the end of it, if you take the time to read it, and I'll be honest, a lot of hunting magazines do this, where the only thing they talk about is the positives of a product, because that product is also advertising in their magazine or wherever, and that means that in order for them to continue to get money from that company, that review has to be positive. So once you get to start reading it into a review, you notice it's all BS, because it's just, you know, it's just more times that business's name is being read, hence driving people to take a look at it, right? You know, oh, this product is so awesome. Well, you put it in the hands of guys who are really going to use it, and it's dog crap. So,
right.
I guess that's just from a personal standpoint, that really frustrates me.
Oh, absolutely. I'll give you an example directly off the website, and I'm going to butcher this guy's last name because I don't know how to pronounce it, but it's Kuhnhart's Ambush Saddle Platform Review. There's several pros on this saddle platform, but there's also cons, and it would say, hey, it's larger size, it's got more weight to it, so that's going to be a trade-off. The silent touch coating is wearing off after just a little bit of use, and the adjustment knob is too small for this individual's hand when he's wearing gloves. So you do get some honest feedback just in this one review that I was looking at. Plus, there's going to be some pros to build the product up as well.
Gotcha. And I think that's very important, because if you're only telling the things that are perfect about a product, especially in a hunting scenario, and Cameron, I know you, and I know that we really value our free time in the woods. So if a product doesn't perform at the moment of truth, then we're pissed and we're never going to use it again.
Oh, absolutely. There's nothing worse than being in the field and the product that you're relying on to make memories in the field fails. Yeah. And we've all been there. I mean, I can remember looking back and it cracks daylight and I look down at my release and one of the jaws are missing from my dual caliber release in my hand. Yeah. Like, how does this happen?
Yeah.
It's brand new. I mean, I just bought it this year. And there's now this was way before I was ever a hunting gear deals was ever thought of, but I can remember being in that situation and thinking, man, if somebody would have told me that this was going to happen, I would have never spent all the $80 on this release.
Right. Yep. Absolutely. Absolutely. All right. So we've talked about what you do. We've talked about the gear reviews. Anything else before we close it down today?
One of the more popular things that I like to promote is when we're having a big sale like Black Friday, there's so many deals out there and it's hard to figure out, okay, as a hunter, where should I spend my money and who's got that best deal? So like expect Black Friday and Cyber Monday, expect like a big, large post and it'll have a lot of deals where you can spend money and discount codes and things like that. And some things are limited time and they expire. That's not a big deal. But those are some of the best times to save money. And I can't express the importance of utilizing the website appropriately at the right time. If you're looking to buy something at peak season, expect a discount. It's hard to find. I mean, this time of year, there's a lot of money being spent, but there's not a whole lot of people saving money unless you're paying attention to hunting gear deals all the time.
Right.
Because a lot of times I'll post a deal and then I'll get an email back that says, hey man, I just tried to use this coupon code. It's already expired or they're out of stock. Well, that's what happens when you get a good deal on this time of year, products sell and they don't last forever.
Right. Hence why you should be first to the table on that 11 o'clock email, huh?
Absolutely. So sign up for the deal, the daily deal email. That would help me out. And it's also going to help the consumer save a couple dollars too.
Right. All right. So let's go through this then. How do people become members of Hunting Gear Deals, and are there any fees associated with it?
Oh, it's absolutely free. All you got to do is go to the website, www.huntinggeardeals.com. Scroll to the bottom of the website. At the bottom of the website, talk about the date, sign up for the daily deal, or if you got your pop-up blockers off, or you can actually subscribe as soon as you go to the website because it's going to pop up and aggravate you and say, hey, don't forget to sign up for our daily deals.
Gotcha.
So, real quick sample, hit the subscribe button.
All right. What about social media? You on Instagram and Facebook?
Facebook, I'm very active on. I'm constantly trying to share some good deals and promote that way, helping the consumer save some money. Instagram, I'm growing. It's growing on me. So you can find Hunting Gear Deals associated with both Facebook and Instagram. Twitter, I don't use.
Okay. Yeah. Sounds good, man. All right. Well, everybody has the information that they need. And thanks for coming on and kind of schooling us on how to save money through your platform. And yeah, man, appreciate your time.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate the opportunity, man. Good luck. November's rolling around quick.